For many gamers, there's nothing more fun than blowing away friends online. Andy Vasoyan reported from the site of the latest big shooter release, Call of Duty: Ghosts, and found out what makes this entertainment matter.
3, 2, 1!
If you thought that was the sound of a midnight countdown on New Year's Eve, you would definitely be on the right track. It's the sound of a legion of video game fans who waited in the chilly West Hollywood air to be among the first people on the West Coast to get their copies of Call of Duty: Ghosts. If you haven't heard of Call of Duty until now, you'd probably be in a very small minority. Black Ops 2, the previous game in the first-person shooter series, made $500 million in its first 24 hours. And for comparison's sake, the biggest 24 hours in the movie industry earned $91 million during the release of the final Harry Potter movie. So what makes gaming such a powerhouse industry, and how many people are gaming? James Milner, a PhD student at USC's Annenberg School, is studying the industry.
Gaming is broadly defined. I mean, I think gaming is anywhere from playing, you know, video poker on a little machine to playing the latest Call of Duty because you've played them all up to that point and you play it 12, 13 hours a day. It's anywhere from the extremely casual, play it, pick up a game every once in a while to play as your main hobby and what you do.
That wide-reaching scope draws fans for all sorts of games, and Call of Duty is one of the games that gets its own category of fans. Wearing a blue plaid shirt and standing at the end of a 50-foot line, Landon Kirksey, a voice actor, was one of them.
I'll go home, I'll have a beer, I'll see if my buddies are playing it. Because, you know, we're on the West Coast here, so, like, I've got friends who've been playing it for hours now.
Landon wasn't the only one looking forward to playing the game with friends. Standing halfway through the line, meaning they got there an hour early, were also a few couples, squeezing together to keep away from the wind.
Jason, an audio engineer, said he and his girlfriend Carrie had planned on playing for a few hours, and they'd be doing so with each other.
I'm more of a player than she is. She tries, but the controller gets it's a little out of control for her.
I'm a work in progress.
She's in training.
They're not the only ones burning the midnight napalm. Marta, a massage therapist who did not give her last name, is in line with her son.
Oh, we're not going anywhere tomorrow. We're going to be up all night.
All these people were waiting in line and staying up late to play a game with the people they're close to. By the next morning, they'll spend hours together, and will also have shot, stabbed, bombed, sniped, trampled, and grenaded each other multiple times. It might not be your grandma's way of spending quality time, but they were all spending it together. Andy Vasoyan, Annenberg Radio News.